The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Voice America Radio, Planet Gridiron Radio Show with your host, Damian Anderson.
As always, thank you, Roland Hill, and I'm joined in studio with Roland Hill, Dave Lockhart, and myself.
You're a blank there.
Damian Anderson. We have a lot to talk about. First off, my audience, all 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 100 of y'all, millions. You guys all, have thoroughly been missed. I've been in, enjoying myself for several activities across the country. I went to the Northwestern Wrigleyville Classic. The game was definitely a classic, but it was a great environment. Went there with Allstate, did some great things. It was definitely one to remember. However, Northwestern got smashed, but they didn't have the quarterback, Dan Persa, who did get All Big Ten Coaches First Team
Award. Really? Yeah, he did. That's so, saying something. That's how that is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's when it's your peers, when it's coaches, media, as being one of them now, I know that there sometimes their perception can be skewed,
right?
As we know. But when you're getting it from coaches, former players, people that have done it over several years, you tend to respect that award. I mean, it's always great to be respected, but I think that award, if it's voted on by your peers or other coaches, it definitely means a little bit more. So to see him and other players, as well as Sean Ebert,
what did he get?
The receiver, he got first team All Big Ten, and he missed what, Dave, the last two games?
Two, three games.
Yeah, he missed the last two games.
He's a senior?
No, he's a junior, actually.
Okay. And, tore his Achilles on the last play of a game winning.
He accounted for 83% of their offense. I mean, the kid was amazing. He's like Darnell Robinson, but on a winning team.
Denard
is a great
– Get it right. You know, his mom might be listening.
Yeah, he's a great player. And Rich Rod, did you hear about that?
Yeah, he broke down crying, talking about he wants to be a Michigan man.
Singing at the – was that a ploy for I want to keep my job?
It ain't no ploy. I want to keep my job.
Is that what it was? So, I mean, what do you think it is, Dave? I mean, obviously they say he's lost more games than he's won.
He has no quality Big Ten wins.
But he's finally got his quarterback it just seems to me that they're
How
missing.
How long has he been there?
Defense.
He's now, I think that was his third year?
Yeah.
Was that his third or fourth year. So he has the offense in the place because the offense can play with anyone in the country. The problem is he's got to get bigger on the defensive side of the ball.
They've had first round draft picks. You got the guy that just got drafted. Where'd he go to Philly?
You talking about Brandon Gibson?
Brandon Gibson.
Brandon Gibson was not his recruit. Remember?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that
so
was
he
not
wasn't.
Right.
Okay.
It was not his recruit. And unfortunately, what he's done is
if Harbaugh says I want the job, is he gone?
Yeah. I think they would.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? But here's the problem. The problem is Michigan is not known for really
if
paying.
If the White House called you, would you go?
Obama, I'll be there. Like Michael Jackson, baby, I'll be there.
Absolutely.
But they're not known for necessarily paying.
But they want to win, and they have a long-lasting history of winning football.
Right. It's the most winningest program ever. And that supersedes USC. That surpasses also Notre Dame.
Right.
So, I mean, they have a rich tradition of winning. Unfortunately, it's not been a rich tradition under Rich Rodriguez for the past past
10 years, they've been a little shaky.
Yeah, Lloyd Carr, you saw taper off.
A little bit decline, and I think they're most – heralded win as of late was that win over Florida in the Outback Bowl?
Yeah, the Outback Bowl the year that Tebow won the Heisman.
Yeah, the year that Tebow won the Heisman.
And in fact, wasn't that Carr's last game? I believe it was.
It was. You thought that was a national championship because of the season the way they celebrated.
Exactly. But,
I mean, granted, if you have you beat a team that, that Florida team that was assembled, it was a great team, and obviously they went on to win the national championship. But as we all know, there was a great team assembled in Miami. And they returned to Cleveland last night.
Well, he returned to Cleveland.
No, they. They returned
and
to Cleveland.
And administered what? A beat down.
They gave Cleveland some punk
heads. They gave some act rights, as I call it.
Act rights.
And define the act right for all our listeners, Dave. So everybody
the act right is the right. And the act right, the right is the left, really. So the act is the right. And the left is the right.
And so, I mean, they'll blow out win, obviously, 118-90 over the Cleveland Cavaliers.
LeBron and it wasn't that close, was it?
No, when you looked, LeBron had 38 points. He had 20 in the third quarter. Didn't even play the fourth.
Right.
I mean, he could have really...
It could have been
there.
Really embarrassing.
He could have went there.
But did it look like just Cleveland just – everybody else wanted to play except the 12 that they had on the Cleveland roster? What do you think?
I think it came down to, Dave, I think it was a combination of they have – it was one. It was superior talent.
Okay. Right, because they're better than they are.
Yeah,
Miami's better than Cleveland.
But it seemed like LeBron could play the game by himself against that whole team.
Yeah. It looked like he was out there picking his teeth.
Why is that? Because he knows him? Or either
no,
he
just
no their him, talent is that good. Booty. That's yeah, what
really.
It is. Yeah. It's two words for you. Booty.
But no, I mean, to me, it just he just looks so comfortable. I mean, he let the game come to him. You saw them playing defense.
Well, they say he played really relaxed. And
absolutely.
What
that's
he a, needs
I think
to
that's
do.
What we saw. Yeah. And one thing that I like is, though, that he didn't necessarily embrace that hostile environment. He didn't let it get to him. He stayed controlled, and he showed a lot of...
He was a great sportsman.
He showed a lot of poise.
Yeah, he did.
He sure did.
You know, he showed
did.
A lot of poise for a young kid. I mean, think about it. He's, what, 25 years old, 26
yeah, and
years
for
old?
Him to yeah. sit out the fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that
yeah,
was because
you know, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, he could have had 70 points.
He easily could have had 60.
Right,
no
yeah,
question.
Yeah.
He easily
I mean,
could have done that. Easy.
And but what I'm trying to say, the 28, I mean, the 38 that he got was just like letting the game come in.
Oh, absolutely.
Take over a little bit, okay, and then that's cool.
Right.
That's his style, though, isn't it?
So, I mean, let's talk about that. His style. Is it that Michael Jordan? Is it
no.
that killer mentality?
No.
No.
No. Relaxed,
no, it's
easy,
not.
Fun.
You say, to me, is that, I mean, I see the same thing, like, in say, for example, in my son. Like, I grew up, it's like I had that no holds barred, that go get him. I would say killer mentality. You know what I'm almost when I ran
get
the ball.
Get tackled in the stickers and
yeah,
get up.
Yeah, it was like almost like when I ran the ball, I was trying to hurt you before mm-hmm. you hurt me. This whole era is totally different.
They now, soft. You're yeah, trying to say
this
soft.
Is that what it is, Dave?
Well, or is it a different way
all
of
I'm saying is I look at LeBron James. He is as great a player as he is because we can all agree he's physically gifted, no mm-hmm. question. And I don't think there's anyone that's close right now, at least playing today, that's physically as gifted as he is.
Kobe.
But he's a physically gifted.
Oh, okay.
Not a better player because Kobe's better,
okay.
in my opinion. Mm. But he's all about facilitating. He's a much better, for instance, passer, I think, than
like
Jordan.
Like a Magic.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because Magic
yeah.
was above his time.
Yeah.
He was 6'9 point guard.
6'9 point guard, correct.
That was able to do pretty much everything. His rookie year, he played every position on the
absolutely.
Floor.
Absolutely. All five positions.
And won a championship.
And won a world championship as a rookie.
Yeah,
no
I
question.
Mean, obviously he had a great team, but Kareem didn't play.
And also, you can look at, like, for instance, LeBron right now. He can run the point.
Yes,
he obviously can do the two.
He can play.
He can play. He can play all the positions.
He's probably stronger than most centers.
Yeah, I've never seen 275 look like that.
Ever.
And that's what.
He
do you realize he's that? That's
long.
What he
I didn't realize.
He weighs 275.
Really
long, lean. They say in the offseason he gets upwards of 300 pounds.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've
and
never
the
seen.
NFL ain't calling.
Well, that's
I mean,
what I'm saying. All the great tight ends are now playing in the NFL.
But they didn't want to be mediocrity in the NBA, and LeBron was
no, they
smart
wanted
one.
Guaranteed money. That's what they
well, if they did that, they would have got guaranteed money. Think about it. If Antonio Gates playing in the – and he was a Troy all-time leading scorer.
Yeah, he's and, all Mac. He played in the Mac, right? Kent
Troy,
State.
Or Kent, sorry, Kent State.
Right.
Kent State. I mean, you also got Tony Gonzalez as well.
Correct.
And he played at Cal. I mean, I don't know necessarily how heralded he was as a
he was
a
he was pretty
end.
Good.
He's
I
a good
mean,
player.
He was
yeah,
a,
was?
Yeah, yeah, he was a very good tight
yeah,
end.
No, that's your that's Roland's.
Yeah, he definitely was very good. He played. Yeah. I got a chance to see him play quite a few times for the Cal Bears.
And I'll tell you what, I had the luxury of playing with Napoleon Harris, first round draft
okay,
pick
yeah.
to the Oakland Raiders, and he was a two sport athlete in college as well. And this dude, I mean, I'm going to tell you, he played for Harvey Thornton, and they would always go up against Peoria Manual, this heralded school. In obviously, I want to say Southern Illinois, and they would go. And I mean, they had this is their team: Melvin Eli,
okay,
the Antoine Randall,
okay,
Napoleon Harris. This is their basketball team, and two other guys that have played professional basketball.
Okay,
and they would always get beat by this team who really had just one player. And this was where we talk about developing your athletes versus a team.
You're right. 'Cause
this team would smack them every time. I mean, Napoleon's team would get to they would beat everybody by 100 points.
Then and
they
get to this one team.
Get to this
and
one
get
team.
Whoa out.
And get yeah, absolutely.
Get whoa out.
You're like, why are they passing the ball? Oh my god, they're running plays. Oh my god, they're slowing it down. But no, but that's what the type of game and that's what you experience. That's what you look at good coaching and how it affects athletes. But that being said, I saw Napoleon play in college. He played for Northwestern. And, I mean, he would get 14-14.
Wait a minute, he was that good?
He got 14-14 for like five games. He did well.
Okay.
But the thing about it, he was just so bigger and stronger
yeah.
than everyone. It was like he looked like literally the Incredible Hulk out in the basketball
right.
court.
You know who looked kind of funny?
And he was like, only 214 pounds.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know who looked like that was Peppers. I remember
absolutely,
when he played.
Yeah.
Same thing. He was real dominant.
Well, it looked smooth. Curry did. Curry looked pretty smooth in the basketball. Aaron Curry.
Aaron Curry played for Wake Forest a little bit?
No, not Aaron Curry. The Curry that played for the Raiders and played quarterback receiver.
Oh, you're talking about Ron Curry. Ron Curry. You remember him when he came out of high school. He was
the
USA
National
Today.
Player of the Year, basketball
and football. Correct.
Very similar to another Allen Iverson.
Yes, he was. Another yes. From the same area, too.
Same area, and also Vicks from there, too.
Yep. It's something about
did
that.
Did Iverson play football?
Oh, yeah, Bubba Chuck.
That was like where the first slaves landed. So they got the pures over there.
Yeah, I've seen film of him.
Oh, he was serious.
Yeah.
He was
a quarterback.
And for his size and everything, he was unbelievable.
He's slaying it, man, down here. Oh, yeah. We also forgetting one. Who's the guy at Virginia that also is from that area?
Virginia now?
He played at UVA. Also played for the Saints. Black quarterback, Aaron Brooks.
Brooks.
And is also from Virginia.
Absolutely.
So it's a hotbed of talent. Tyrod Taylor is also from that same area.
That breeding.
So, I mean, what do you think? I mean, others have come in the midst of leaving their team. I mean, we got some notes about it. We got, obviously, Allen Iverson came back when he was at Denver and came to put 30 on the 76ers.
Sure.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Put him on the Bucks.
On the Bucks, 30 on the Bucks. We got MJ put 29 on the Bulls. And Moses Malone put 28 on the 76ers. So, but to me, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. You know, this much hoopla surrounding a return game.
Well, it is.
Or this much hatred surrounding a person coming back.
We're in a different era, definitely. Yeah. We're also communication is just so different as well in the technology that we have. I mean, there was so much vitriol and hatred that were directed toward LeBron when he had the absolute
right. I remember Jordan's. I mean, it was more so that he was like forced out.
Right.
Because they saw his talents diminishing.
Well, he retired, remember?
Yeah, but it's also his talent. Because that's because they didn't give him $25 million a year no more.
Well, they didn't need to. Well, actually, it was 35. You're cutting him short of 10.
No, was it?
Yeah, and by the way, did you hear about the new house he has?
No.
Yes.
Is it amazing?
It's 28,000 square feet.
Okay.
In Florida.
Jordan Apparel's doing well, huh?
The land, it took 3 acres. His house looked like a subdivision by itself. And
what could you do in all that?
Why would you want so
4.3
much
million. Apparently, I did not know this.
To put all that Jordan Apparel.
He's going to move to Apparel from Cambodia and China. They're going to make it on the premises at the crib. Yeah.
Cut costs in half. They say, profit skyrockets.
Cuban labor.
You know, they said he has a guardhouse that's 2 stories. Who's ever?
He's a got guard?
He has a guardhouse on the premises.
Come on, Mike. Mike, don't get me wrong, bro. You inflating yourself.
That's butt naked money.
A wee bit.
Is that butt naked money?
No, but you're inflating yourself a wee bit. Don't nobody need that. All you need is a 38 special, nickel plated. That's good enough, man. No one should be able to get in your neighborhood anyway.
He's Michael Jordan, man.
He's his own neighborhood.
Right. But still, think about it. You should have a private island. You know what I'm saying? And no one should
he
be able to get
probably got one of them, too.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And it's probably on those 3 acres somewhere encompassed inside of that, 28,000 square foot home he has. 11 bedrooms, by the way, with an elevator.
Really?
Yes, sir.
But I don't know. That's our first segment. It's fun. It's great to be back. More on Planet Gridiron Radio on the Voice America Sports Network. We'll be talking college football, Dave's favorite, and talk about that whooping U of A got last night. Talk about missed opportunity.
We're going to just talk about a loss. That's it. Ain't no whooping. It was a loss, though.
346-9411. Planet Gridiron Radio on Voice America Sports. Dave Lockhart, Roland Hill, Damon Anderson. Be back after the break. Skills. You feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop foes
killing shit. We got those. The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field.
Shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad. Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Hit it! Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network. We talk about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and how to get more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk with their combined experience of 60 years in the woods. Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they're also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. Tune in every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time to IS Outdoors with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. That goes O'Neill. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
And we're back here on Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson.
And as everyone knows that listens to Planet Gridiron Radio, they know that
everybody
that knows one Dave Lockhart knows that he's a true U of A alum, fan, loves the Wildcats, everything that they do. You just stop it. Stop.
My wife is more of that.
My wife is. Don't act brand new now because y'all got beat at home.
Yeah.
At home by ASU, Sun Devils.
And it
feels so good. Yes. I feel like I would
take it. Joy in it.
I feel like I would there. As much stuff you talk to me about when my teams lose, it feels so good for your team to lose. So tell me about, because, I mean, you're good at breaking down games.
Uh-huh.
I mean, obviously it comes down to the missed opportunity, the missed kicks.
Yeah.
But. I know, but why was the game so close?
The game was so close.
And they're playing at home.
Right. What I have seen is progressively a decline rather than improvement with the U of A throughout the season. Also, let's be honest with them. They were definitely overhyped, and they were definitely overranked this year.
But they beat Iowa.
But Iowa also lost, five games this year as well. So that speaks volumes to the quality.
They did lose Northwest.
Correct. The quality of wins.
So I'm trying to make Iowa super good.
Right. I know you're trying to hype them up, too. Right. Yeah, but my team got them, too.
Right.
My team, okay. Right. But, you know, it speaks volumes to really how good a team this was. And honestly, it wasn't that good of a team. It started out being a pretty good team based upon the schedule, and they defeated who they were supposed to defeat. But when you began to close the gap,
right,
in terms of the quality of teams that they were playing, then you got to see how good they are. Now,
let me ask you this.
Okay.
So how good, really, was this ASU team supposed to be?
ASU and U of A are really close.
You think so?
Yeah. I was telling before went on Rogan and I.
ASU could literally be 10-1, Dave.
They
or 11-1. If you think about it, you know, all the games were close.
All the games were close. They should have beaten
Wisconsin.
I definitely believe they should have beat Wisconsin.
Stanford.
They should have beat Stanford. Okay?
USC.
They could have beaten USC.
They had an opportunity. Oregon game, okay, it was huge.
Right.
But they had
I think they definitely should have gotten at least three more wins than they had. I think you could chalk up three more wins for their team.
Okay.
At the same time, if you look at U of A, they should have had probably three more wins too. They should have beaten Oregon State. They should have beaten USC. I actually went to the USC game and saw it. So they should have definitely beaten them. So and. Out of all the wins, they actually should have ended up, in my mind, with 9 wins. And ASU should have probably finished with somewhere between 8 and 9 wins as well. Okay?
Okay.
And what that says, and Roland and I were talking about it, the teams are roughly about the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But it seems to me as though ASU is progressing. They're starting to peak. Next year, I mean, they only graduate 9 seniors.
Right.
So they're a very young team.
They are a young team.
Osweiler, I feel as though they're a better team, although he could have threw more interceptions than it's shown yesterday.
Yeah.
But I think
just product of him being a young quarterback.
He's absolutely.
Young,
very inexperienced.
Right.
I mean, I think that they're going to be a better team with him
than they would be with three.
Absolutely. I do.
Absolutely.
And I feel as though that their talent, to me, if you look at all the close games, you see how good Wisconsin has gotten. I mean, they put up 83 and 70 points in 2 games.
What ASU has is speed. They have a lot of speed.
But I don't
on
see
that
on U of A, Dave.
I don't think they're
I don't
as,
see as much.
Right. I don't think they have a breath of just speed as much as they have with respect to what you're dealing with over at ASU. I would agree with that. But
is it coaching?
No. In my mind, that.
Do you miss something? Like, okay, check this out, Dave. Do you miss something if you have offensive-minded coach in Erickson who just, you know, highlights, you see the offense out there just doing it real big.
Right.
And you got Vontaze Burfict who just doesn't know how he's going to play from game to game. You know what I mean? Great talent.
He can't control himself.
Great talent.
Emotionally, he's just not,
But he's immature. I mean, he's young. So he's not that experienced yet. I mean, he's only
two sophomore.
And then you also had, then you go to Stoops in U of A.
Uh-huh.
We're very defensive strong, really offensive. If they get to production, like, great.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, their offense has improved. We have to say, ever since Sonny Dykes came over. Now, he's gone, granted. But the system is still
Folk
in
back?
Place.
Foles
is back next year.
Back.
Right.
Okay.
You're losing Grigsby, but in my mind, Grigsby, he's a replaceable part. Mm-hmm. Antolin can be supplemented with someone else.
Next year. Who's better? I heard people picking ASU to
I think ASU is going to be better next year. Do I think
they're
going to
win the Pac-10 South?
No,
they don't win the Pac-10 South?
Okay, well, since we're going to split them up in divisions, yeah, but I look at it like this. So what? At the end of the day, I want to see who's going to win the Pac-10. And at this point, they're not going to be Oregon, and they're not going to still out-recruit USC. They're not.
Really?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. USC can't play for the
Pac-12
championship.
And they're not going to out-recruit Washington either. What people need to understand, when I look at U of A and
ASU, when you start putting up them points, though, man, people want to go to those schools.
Well, in that case, then U of A should be fine too because they put up points as well. They have one of the better scoring offenses and one of the more dynamic offenses in the Pac-10. They're the same. Everybody runs spread now anyway, so you're going to be able to score points anyway. That doesn't necessarily move people in my mind.
Okay,
it's just the quality of recruit that you're going to get.
Talking about quality, this Oregon State should
be close, and you know it.
It should be.
It
close.
Shouldn't be close.
Oh, okay.
It should not be close.
Oregon has won the last two.
Correct.
So, I mean, is anybody worried about this game?
They should not be.
Is it a silver bell?
It's called
the Civil
War.
Civil War.
The Civil War.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's going to be played this year in Corvallis, and it should not even be close.
Really?
Yeah.
But, I mean, they've always kept the first half close. It's just Oregon football.
You know what? Correct. We kept it close, we being U of A.
Yeah.
ASU kept it close.
Right.
Stanford kept it close.
Talk about second half adjustments.
Exactly. Adjustments. I mean, and then it's checkmate.
Right. It's curtains.
Exactly.
So we got to talk about, you know, referencing.
Real fast, the Northwestern game where they scored those 70 points.
Against Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
No, this last game here.
Yeah, it was Northwestern, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah.
Is that because of the BCS ratings?
It is.
They have to run it up like that?
I think that's just how – was it Bielema? Is that
Bert Bielema?
Bielema, yeah. I think that's just how he is as a coach. He wants his guys to play. I think that all those factors attributed to this him running it up, but I think that he's like, I'm going to go out there and compete.
Well, he's not doing anything – you know, that's dynamic.
No,
he just lined it up and just running that.
Yeah, he wasn't necessarily stretching the field, but it was just like, I'm going to get my running back the ball,
and
you
got to
stop him.
And nothing's wrong with that.
Yeah. And then think about it, they go three deep at good, very talented running backs.
They have three running backs that have at least 500 yards, and you know what? John Clay's probably worst of the three.
Did it help him in the ratings? Did it help him?
It does from a humanistic component because that is part of the poll.
I want to see Stanford, Wisconsin.
They play basically the same kind of game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I want to see whoever plays the best defense is going to win that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think that Wisconsin has a better running game. Stanford has a better passing
game,
obviously.
Right. Yeah. Because they have one of the better quarterbacks in the country, if not the best.
So, talking about the best, what do you rate the best conference? I mean, the Big Ten has three teams at 11-1, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. And obviously, Oregon has Stanford, and I mean, Pac-10 has Oregon and Stanford.
Yeah, I don't.
SEC.
I'm an SEC fan. You know that, okay? Mm-hmm. And I try to still take that bias out of it. In my mind, level of competition. If we try to balance it out, it'd be close. It's obviously between, in my mind, SEC, Big Ten this year.
Really?
In terms of the better conferences, Pac-10. I don't think that's a great conference. It's top heavy. You have two teams that are very good in that conference.
Is Stanford really that good? I haven't seen them that much.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
I hear a lot about this Andrew Luck kid, and everyone talks about in terms of, you know, draft him to the Cardinals, and he's next Sam Bradford, and kid's so intelligent, and all these things.
Right.
But is Stanford really that good?
I think they are. I think the reason why they are
But they got smashed by Oregon, Dave.
They did, but that's the only team that really did that to them.
That's the only team that, as we talk about, competition.
Well, that's the only team. That team also is going to, well, more than likely, play for the national championship.
They played ASU tight.
Yeah, but ASU lost.
And they're fourth in the country.
They are fourth in the country.
Team deserving of fourth in the country?
If you rank it against all the other potential number four teams, yes.
Are they better than TCU?
Yeah, they're better than TCU.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think about TCU transitioning to the Big Eight or the Big East to get that automatic bid?
That's what they're doing. They're just trying to get the automatic bid. We're right, because their conference is the two words that we've been used to, booty. It is.
Booty. Yes. Booty. Yes. So, absolutely.
And we can drop it to the other two. We're all full. They don't play any quality competition. They don't play back-to-back BCS teams. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? I'm more of an elitist. I don't think Boise State, I don't think TCU deserves a shot to play.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, we didn't have a chance to talk about that, sure. At Boise State. I mean, that Boise State.
The kicker situation,
game.
The same thing we saw happen last night.
Man.
Yes.
So, I mean, how do you talk to that kid? Did we talk about that?
No,
did we talk
no,
about
no, the game? No.
No, we were, I think, amongst ourselves before
okay,
we came
so,
on the air.
So, what do you say if you're that kid's parent? I mean, if you're that kid's teammate, what do you say? What was it, Brownsmith?
Brownsmith.
Is he a senior or?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he's a senior, it's going to haunt him his whole life. But if he's a sophomore,
but I mean,
I've
been in certain situations.
What, you've been a kicker before too?
No, but I've dropped a pass in the back of the end zone that potentially could have won the game.
Yeah, well, we all have been in that situation. I would agree.
But I'm saying, like,
we all been there.
you didn't hit that high note. Yeah. You didn't hit that note on that slide trombone.
anime.
Yeah.
I need you to get it from here.
But I mean, what do you? If that's my son, and I know he's hot, I'm gonna bring him to the side. I'm like, listen,
he's
buddy,
hot as what?
Fish grease?
Yes, sir. Is it popping? It's popping.
Okay, it's popping. And I know he's probably, his heart is broken. He's on suicide watch for a couple of days. You know what I mean? Because they're playing supposedly for the pay for national championship.
They're playing
not
for
gonna
BCS.
Happen. Not so, gonna happen. Right. BCS, but
so what do you tell him?
This is what I tell him.
You tell him. It's their fault. They shouldn't have had it that close to being dependent on. They should have played better as a dang old team.
All I'm going to say, because then he was like, well, Dad, that's my job, to win the big ones. I'm like, did you try your hardest? Yep, there it is. Leave it alone.
Sometimes it happens like that.
Try is an excuse we use when we fail.
No, did you do your hardest? That's it. What more can you say? How are you going to dwell on it and live
in
the past?
I think as a kicking coach.
As we move on.
Well, right. I mean, think about it. This kid probably did this 75 times and 73 out of 75.
But never with the game on the line, Dave.
Right.
But this kid's going to be a hell of a kicker now.
Either that or he's going to be a you-know-what kicker. It's going to be either one side or the other.
Yeah,
that pendulum's going to swing.
All right, what was the Ace Ventura guy in the
Finkel? Laces up.
Laces out. He's going to be out to be a Finkel in a minute if he don't get that corrected.
But Ray Finkel, baby.
But no, so, I mean, we also got the Big 12. We got Nebraska versus Oklahoma. Oklahoma was number one at one point.
Sure.
And I think Nebraska was high as number five. And Taylor Martinez is dealing with some injuries.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Dave, this Nebraska team, so many different personalities.
Yep.
Obviously, the defense is playing well. They got one of the best corners in the game from here, from Arizona.
Yep, Prince Omakamura.
Yep. But but to me, it's like they got Hidu rushed for 300 yards 1 week. Another guy, 22 rushes for 140.
Oh, Burkhead
throw for a touchdown.
Sure.
I mean, who is this team and what's all about?
Well, they don't necessarily have an identity on offense. I agree with you. Defensively, yeah, we already know they're going to show up.
I think the identity was Taylor, but now that he's been hurt, inconsistent. Yeah.
Well, I don't think you beat Oklahoma with Cody Green, I think it is, at the quarterback position. Cody Green.
Okay. Is Taylor going to play?
You know what they haven't said? I'm assuming he is going to play, though, if at all possible.
If he can. Yeah,
right. But he's not going to be as dynamic as he has been.
Got you. Talk about dynamic. This is what we do every Friday on the Voice America Sports Planet Gridiron Radio with Dave Lockhart, Roland Hill, and myself, Damon Anderson. We'll talk some Sportsman of the Year. Was Drew Brees deserving? More on Planet Gridiron Radio coming up after the break.
Now I'm going to start collecting props, connecting plots, networking like a conference, because the nonsense is...
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left.
I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad. Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
Aye, Bobby,
I'm starting,
hey,
I'm bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Looking for a top show about horse racing and handicapping?
Looking to play the ponies?
Join us every week for Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies website, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for listening. Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer is live Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Get ready to go inside the minds and behind the scenes with the top professional athletes, celebrities, and music entertainers. It's a sports show like no other.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with former NFL wide receiver Jairus McIntyre is real talk with in-depth interviews, topical discussions, and a whole lot of comedy. You'll hear from the entertainers, the athletes, and the fans.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with Jairus McIntyre is broadcast live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time. On the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And we're back here on Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson.
As we always do, keep it real. Drew Brees, Dave.
Yes.
Roland. Is he worthy of Sportsman of the Year?
I think so. But yes, but are you trying to say, are there other people that were more worthy?
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's what.
Okay. Is that the question? I mean, was he deserving? I mean, should he have won it?
I don't have a problem with him winning it. I think it was, it didn't do.
I mean, you got Manny Pacquiao. Okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Drew Brees. Played against him in college. I think he's great for what he does for the National Football League and his abilities and all
and
the
in
above.
And in the community, right?
He's
and
got
in the community.
Face right now. He's got right. the face.
Okay, but you got Manny Pacquiao.
He doesn't have the face right
now.
He doesn't have the face.
Eight titles, eight different divisions. And did you see the last fight? Dude,
no.
Looked like
it wasn't a fight.
No, but I'm saying, look, the dude was a giant compared to him.
Is he in the community?
He is in
the Philippines.
In
he's
the Philippines.
All that.
Well, that's the Philippines.
He's in a Philippines. You also got Jimmy Johnson. No one's ever done this five times
in a row.
In a row. No one's ever done this.
Yeah, but that's all that. That's Jimmy a hit Johnson. Wheel. Right. He drives that vehicle real fast, number 48.
Oh, okay. He's a NASCAR guy. Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, we got Kobe.
We have Bristol Palin. I mean, come on.
I mean, think about it. I mean, is he deserving?
He's got the face. He's the guy. He's the man.
I can see why they selected him.
Yeah.
But I can understand your argument on the flip side.
It's Sportsman of the Year. So is it one that Heisman is it the best performer? Is it for performer slash community activist?
Derek Anderson? It's not funny. It's not funny.
Yeah, let's talk about your take on that. So, I mean, I know that you guys are obviously Derek Anderson in the Valley got heated. John Gruden made a remark about his how he would want his sidelines to be composed on a game losing 18 points, and no one knows what was said in a four second clip slowed down in slow motion. Derek Anderson grins.
Wait,
and then
okay.
he's what do they call it, Dave? Baited.
He was baited in the news conference after the game. Let me ask you though.
Can I finish with my delivery?
You can.
Can I finish with my delivery?
Okay. You know Deuce Latuy.
I do.
Yep.
Is he funny?
Yes,
he's a jokester. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. To you, that's enough said right there.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's okay. So that let me finish. Deuce Latuy, funny Derek Anderson. So he's baited and
with Kent Summers.
By Kent Summers, and they're asking him about what he was laughing at, and was that respectable? Fans, Monday Night Football, billions of eyes on you, etc.
Right.
So do you think it was thrown out of proportion?
It was. And
by
I think,
who? By
I,
who?
I think it was a combination.
Okay.
You had Kent Summers baiting him. And then browbeating him, asking him.
Was
but
it?
The browbeating occurs right. because of the response.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Derek Anderson, if he was smart and savvy, could have diffused the situation.
Right.
And could have said, he could have easily diffused the situation by saying, look, you know, it was in the moment. It was a joke between Latuia and I in terms of, hey,
how
you know,
unfortunate the night
unfortunate
is.
It is and yeah, you get supported.
Did you ever talk to that guy?
Yeah. Right. Hey, I don't want to watch that film tomorrow. How about you? Me neither, but
exactly.
And move on.
Next question.
Yeah. It's just the way he was hot.
He was heated. He was emotional about it.
And the reason why, though,
his job's on the line.
Denny Green, Ryan Leafish?
No.
Would you put it up there?
I don't think it was that severe.
No, I don't.
Don't talk to me.
No, that isn't even. That's not even close.
I mean, I don't even think it was close.
But
to that.
But again, the response.
We know who they are. Let them out.
The Bears.
You play a team in the third game of the preseason, and you play them later on in the season. You know what it is. Bears are not about them.
And without them.
Really?
And then a nutty professor walked off.
After you say crown your ass.
So I saw a bear with a crown on his ass. He saw the T-shirt.
But the Bears did go to the Super Bowl.
They did that year. They smacked it up, flipped it, and rubbed it down.
The Bears did go to the Super Bowl. So needless to say, his tenure was very brief.
Exactly. But he was correct about the crowning of their asses because they were the NFC champions.
But no, that's what I'm saying. But he was saying that you shouldn't. He was like, you want to crown the Bears? Crown them.
Well, you know he's not that good prognosticator
at all. At all. But we got our segment.
Fishing shows.
We got our segment coming off the top rope with Jay Wags. Jay Wags, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to Planet Gridiron Radio, man.
Doing good, man. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you had a good turkey day?
Yeah, I did.
Good, man. Good.
So what's on your mind, Jay Wags? Talk to us.
Just gearing up for a show a little bit later on tonight in Mosul, North Carolina, but mainly I'm here to be ready to do picks with you guys.
Okay.
Okay, well,
you're a bit premature.
You're a bit premature.
Yeah, so, but that's all right. We enjoy make sure I'm not able to get through.
Okay, good deal.
Because it's tied up.
It is a busy line. We do have callers.
Make sure you don't put them in the back, okay?
Yeah. Keep Wags on one, please.
Talking about a lot of people in line, we got to deal with the Hines Ward, the Steelers situation, James Harrison. Hines Ward called the NFL a bit hypocritical?
Yeah, he said a bit hypocritical. He's indicating that if certain quarterbacks take certain shots, the fines seem to be stiffer, seem to be heavier, as opposed to when the great Roethlisberger is treated unfairly, if you
or
will,
punched
in the eyes.
Or punched in the face. Yeah, well, what do you mean? He got 25, Seymour got fined $25,000.
Yes, but if that had been Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, let's be fair. Do you think the fine would have been more?
I don't think so. I think that, yeah, probably.
Yeah, right.
I thought about that.
I mean, if you think about with Hines Ward, I think it was Hines Ward.
No, but he made some great points. He talked about the safety, that they're concerned about the safety, but they want to extend the season.
Yeah, right.
He talked about gambling, and teams are sponsored by casinos.
And then they tell them, don't drink alcohol, and they got beer sales all over the place.
Everywhere.
Exactly.
So is it hypocrisy in the form of revenue?
It's called business.
It's called Hines Ward's been in long enough, and he don't give a shit what people say.
Is that what it is?
So he just speaks
his mind, no question.
Obviously, you have too.
Yes, he dropped a couple of words and verbiage. It just offends me.
I'm a Paul. You ain't Paul.
I'm a Paul. You Paul.
You ain't Paul. You Dave. But no, and also James Harrison. Do you feel? I mean, even
he's
Terrell
being targeted.
Even Terrell Suggs even brought out, said that he's being unfairly targeted. I mean, this dude hits hard.
He does. He brings hat.
Everyone he hits. I mean, I don't know if, I wouldn't even call it an unfair remark, but he came out and said everyone he tries to hit, he tries to injure.
He says he tries to knock him out.
That's what you're taught from grade school.
Absolutely.
I have no problem with the way he plays.
Absolutely.
No, he's aggressive.
And I would tell my son this. When you go out there, you protect yourself. I mean, because it is a matter of, I'd say, your safety. You have to go 110.
Hit or get hit.
Absolutely, you have to go 110% all day
with technique.
With technique.
But last hit that he had
on Fitzpatrick, to me that was a clean hit.
I didn't think it was dirty.
I didn't think it was worthy of a fine.
No, right.
He just hits hard.
He brings it. He brings wood.
And speaking of, we talk about matter of life and death, and I know this is your buddy, Antrell Roll.
Yeah,
he likened. They got booed at the first half of the game against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right. And should have. Rightfully so.
And he likened, he's like, I don't like to get booed. Do they boo the soldiers when they come back from Iraq?
Okay, now.
However, he later apologized.
He should, because I'm like, huh? Well, he said what?
But, I mean, I get it in the context that the game of football is very much life and death. Players can die. You're dealing with some very different dynamics.
I know a few soldiers that like to get paid. They like to get
absolutely, killed. Absolutely. And I think that once he realized the magnitude of what he said or the context, how that came out.
And he removed the emotion from what
absolutely,
he was saying.
Because one, in one context, it is, like I said, it is a matter of light and death. But one, it's a game.
Mm-hmm.
This is not. You know, I mean, people's lives are on the line
on
a daily basis. One, you're fighting for freedom. The other one, you're fighting to get.
Whose freedom? We don't know. We won't go there. But anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's not a political story. Sports yeah. theme.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, right.
Sports theme. But in another arena, avenue, you're fighting for to win a football game.
A game.
It's a game. In which you make millions and millions of dollars.
Correct.
So, I mean, to me, one hit who's always been great with the media and great composure, you know that he had to be obviously hostile. I mean, and upset.
Yeah, he was very upset about being booed.
But, I mean, this is a lot of players from the U are very vocal.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know.
I mean, Kellen Winslow. I'm a soldier.
I'm a soldier.
His dad was like, we'll be making an apology next, real soon. Oh, yeah.
I told you about letting them boys go down to the U.
Speakers. I mean, they don't go
why
through
not?
All these
oh, yeah, you talking about Lamar. Lamar Thomas went on there. Yeah, you might get scuffed up when you're messing with the U. You remember that fight broke out against Florida International or Florida Atlantic?
Yeah, and he never broadcast the game.
No, they fired him. Pink slip, returning.
Well, a guy, he was a former player.
Lamar
Thomas. And a fight broke out. And he was like, and he was the broadcaster of the game. And he was like,
that's right. That's right. You might get yourself whooped up if you come in with the you.
Go get him. That's how we do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was his last game.
It was his last game. Yes.
His broadcasting career ceased at that moment.
Was it local? No?
No, he's not even internet based.
They do a name search and never mind. Sorry.
Voice America.
Right.
He owns it.
He was the premise of the show.
Yeah.
But no, we got some great games coming up. Obviously, we got Wags on hold. So, Wags, talk about your Carolina Panthers that we'll see in a couple weeks out here in Arizona. You guys are struggling a bit, man. Give us an update.
They're just struggling. There's no word for it, but dismal season.
Hey, did you hear the news, though, that they said their source is saying Russ Graham is being strongly considered for replacing Fox?
I haven't heard who's going to be considered, but anything would be an improvement right now.
So what seems to be the problem? Is it the inability to run, pass, play defense, or all the above?
You know what, though, Wags, before you jump in.
On top of all of that, throw in, I think there's a problem with the coaching.
You know what, though? You all have a decent running game. You remember the small running back that came out of Texas A&M, got drafted last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got drafted in the fourth round. His name escapes me right now. He's done it quite a bit.
But what happened to
few games in a row.
What happened to the guys back there? They also got Sutton. They got
Sutton's IR this year. He got hurt.
Oh, he is.
He's now out. Wow. So is D'Angelo's out. So the only one is
Stewart,
but he keeps the Achilles in the head
or the
injury
foot or whatever. Okay.
So yeah, right now Dwayne Goodrich, is that his name? Dwayne.
I don't know. Talk to me
Mike
about Steve
Goodman,
Smith.
I think.
Either way, he's been doing a good job.
Talk to me about Steve Smith. What happened to him?
Steve Smith is doing nothing because
who's
taking
the
snaps from him? Yeah, who's taking snaps?
So what's Moore doing?
Moore is not playing. Remember, he's out. He tore a labrum. He's out.
So who's the quarterback right now?
Was a guy, St. Pierre, played here.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was the one who was babysitting.
Actually, Clawson's back from
correct.
Injury.
You're right. You are right. That is, Clawson is back from his concussion and injury.
So we know who's going to win that game.
Yes. Okay, Wags, give us a shout-out. Carolina versus drum roll.
It's against Seattle, and I'm predicting Carolina with a W.
Stop it.
Wait a minute. You guys got to travel all the way across the country?
Man, stop it. It's not pick time yet, Swag, so hold that ignorance till
opinion.
After the
break. I got you. Stay on the top rope now.
Our opinions are like booty holes. So everyone has one, and they stink.
Are they Russ Grimm to be a head coach in
correct.
Carolina?
They really? Yes, they're considering.
Really? And upon what reasoning?
Well, they said that.
Are they considering Russ Grimm?
Well, they were considering Russ Grimm initially for the job
this
here,
year.
Remember?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
they
were considering him.
I thought he's comfortable
but he became,
with what he's doing.
Yeah, but he came from, he's assistant
he's
head
Pittsburgh,
coach.
Right.
He's
right.
For the Arizona Cardinals. But, I mean,
second in command.
From, yeah, but he wasn't that title for the Steelers.
No, in fact.
Coming up after the break, more Russ Grimm. And also, we got our picks rolling with Big Bro.
Thank you.
Swole Dave and Damon Anderson coming up after the break.
And don't forget
Planet
off
Gridiron
the top
Radio.
Rope. Don't forget.
And off the top rope. J-Wags. And if you want to add your 1, 2, 3 cents, hit us up at 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9411.
This shit is too twisted. Rappers be acting like they rich or something. When they get robbed like a herd, that's what they get.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Hey, football fans, are you ready for an intelligent discussion about the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League? Are you tired of listening to talk show hosts that have never played football? Instead of answering your questions, they prefer to listen to themselves. And when they don't like what you're saying, they just cut you off. Well, that won't happen on the Jeff Nixon Sports Report. Keep it clean, stay relatively calm and rational, and the discussion will flow well. Join Jeff Nixon Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Spin It with Chuck Foreman has a spin on so much that's going on. It will be hard to fit it all into the promo. We'll talk about the weekend games, what to look forward to, hot topics in the news. Spin It Old School, which gives a back-in-the-day approach from Chuck. A no-spin zone where Chuck gives an unbiased opinion and lets you do the same. Chuck will be taking us around town and around the world with news, happenings, and more. It's football, news, and happenings. Tune in for Spin It with Chuck Foreman, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
We're back here on Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson.
As always, we like to do the picks with one Roland Hill, Dave Lockhart, myself, Damian Anderson. We're also joined by, from the top rope, off the top rope, Jay Wags from the South Cackalacka, Carolina.
North Cackalacka.
Yeah, whatever. They close. They border each other. They close. From North Cackalacka, Jay Wags. So we got New Orleans at Cincinnati.
I got New Orleans.
Hands down.
New Orleans.
Sportsman of the year.
And New Orleans.
They're starting to get hot.
You got the boot wax?
Yeah.
They're starting to get hot. Plus, I mean, what is going on in Cincy, Dave? I mean, what is the deal?
You know what? They have components, but they don't have a team.
But, I mean, it was before it was always Carson Palmer was never the issue. Now he's the issue.
He's the issue now.
So, I mean, Terrell Owens is having one of the best seasons that he's ever had. Chad Ochocinco is okay. No running game. Carson Palmer has been inaccurate with a lot of his throws. What's the problem? Is it Marvin Lewis's tenure's up at us?
Well, it is that, but you know what? Let's call it what it is. Carson Palmer's just, that's it.
But he was before that injury, he was lighting it up.
He was lighting it up, but he's not elite. He's just another guy now in the NFL.
So does Sanchez supersede him at the moment?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. So it's one of those, what have you done for me lately?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, there it is.
And he's had 2 years.
Let's talk about the Bears.
The Bears.
Have been running the ball out. Well, the defense looks amazing.
Why don't we believe them? Why don't we believe them?
Because we're in the West Coast and they're in the Midwest. I guarantee if we were living in Chicago,
we'd be drinking the shot.
We'd be all up on it.
We'd be the shot like juice.
So, I mean, Peppers has got them boys. I think he got everybody motivated.
Well, they're going to be Detroit, so I'm going to go with Chicago.
Yeah, obviously. What do you got, Wax?
Chicago, of course.
Bro,
Chicago.
Sweep for Chicago. Okay, we got might be a game. Might be a little jubilation, rejuvenated. San Francisco 49ers at Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Aaron Rodgers.
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Did you see that throw he threw back at the end zone?
That throw he threw.
That's how you say it, right?
That throw he threw. Why don't we just say the ball? The ball he threw. The pass he threw.
Isn't that how you say it, though? The throw he threw.
That throw he threw. Okay.
Yes,
I love it. Composition.
I love it. I love it.
We're going with Green Bay.
And they should have won that game. No, you can't even say. I'm not. We don't even say that because he fumbled the ball.
You're some butts, right?
Yeah, you can't do that. Can't do that. Okay, we got Denver at Kansas City.
Jacksonville, Tennessee.
Oh, sorry. Jacksonville at Tennessee?
I'm going with Jacksonville.
I'm going too. I am too.
I mean, they've been running tough. I mean,
they play. You got Tennessee? Vince out for the year?
Yeah, he's done. And they don't have an identity right now.
What's going to happen with him?
He's gone from there.
Yeah, he's not going to be coming back.
Coming to Arizona?
No, I don't think they want to deal with that.
No, we're not going
to. And unfortunately, they haven't necessarily developed quarterbacks, so I don't see him getting any better at the moment.
How about, okay, let's pick up Denver versus KC. KC?
I'm going to go KC.
KC.
Jamal Charles.
Yeah, Jamal Charles is having very
Thomas
nice year.
Jones. Dwayne Bowe. Oh, my goodness. Three touchdowns last week. Yeah. Matt Castle is just.
Thanks, Larry. We're working him out this year.
No, it's really Chris Carter.
Exactly.
Damn, Chris. Keep doing it. Drake become receiver. I'm sending him your way.
Cleveland at Miami.
Talk about your boy Peyton Hillis, though.
He's
going to run some people over.
Yeah. But I remember.
Miami loses at home, too.
And
you think so?
Yeah. Their record is they lose at home. But Chad Henne's back up on the center, so I'm going to have to go with Miami. I'm going to give it to Miami.
I'm giving it to Cleveland. They've been playing tough. I mean, think about the close games they had and the wins they had. I'm going with Cleveland.
How about Buffalo at Minnesota?
Fitzpatrick been playing some inspired football.
But he got Stevie Johnson in them five passes he dropped where he blamed God for his failure.
But I'm also going to go with the law of diminishing return. It has to stop at some point that defense gets to him.
Okay.
And so the defense that they haven't played. I mean, although, yeah, they played tough against Pittsburgh and kept it close. I'm going Minnesota.
Adrian Peterson, is he playing?
Don't know yet.
It don't matter. Minnesota. Toby Gerhardt did well last week.
Toby Gerhardt, 22 carries, 76 yards.
Where's his brother, at ASU?
Minnesota. Yeah, he's a lineman. Yeah.
I'm going with Minnesota.
Okay.
And Brett Favre.
Okay, Minnesota.
Washington at New York. Giants, that is.
Giants.
Okay. G-men.
I'm going Washington. I'm a D. McNabb fan. He's from the crib.
Don't be betting with your heart. Oakland at San Diego.
Ooh.
San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Phillip Rivers.
Number one offense, number one defense.
Yeah, they about
hands down.
Yeah. Smack it up, flip it.
Talk about head coaching change. He might get one, their defensive coordinator. From the
Rivera?
Bears, Ron Rivera.
Ron Rivera.
He might. I mean, think about it. Yeah. He might be a good candidate for a head coaching job.
Okay.
We got Carolina. Mentioned that. Carolina at Seattle. Seattle.
I'm going with Seattle.
Seattle.
Let's go Panthers.
Stop it.
Stop.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the
climb back on that top rope, bro.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One, two, three. You're out of here.
Okay. Atlanta at Tampa Bay.
Atlanta.
Okay. Now.
Atlanta.
I know that they're a better team, but I'm going to Atlanta.
I'm going with ATL.
Going to Atlanta.
Okay.
Atlanta, there it is.
How about the Lou versus Zona?
Sorry, Damien, I'm going with St. Louis on this one.
Really?
Okay. And understandably so after Monday night.
Monday night.
You don't think they'd bring
it back? I'm taking some urgency. Some fires have been lit. Some inspiredness.
I'm going with Zona.
Maybe,
I am too.
Maybe.
I think you just have to. I think you have to win this game. They have a little confidence. They beat them before.
Right.
They have a key to success.
Going with the Rams.
Okay. I'm going to go with Zona. Come on, Arizona. We have Dallas and Indy.
The wheels are falling off of Indianapolis.
But I don't think so. I think Peyton is doing everything he possibly can.
No, it's too many injuries. That's what I mean.
But
I'm just saying
his team, he's playing great football. His team is
everybody
boo.
Hurt? Team.
Right now.
They just got it too
but
many
they're
injuries.
Getting healthy. They're getting healthy. I'm going to say Peyton, man. He don't lose at home.
Three
Dallas,
in a row, too.
Dallas doing good.
Let's go Dallas.
Let's go Dallas. Peyton.
Let's go Peyton.
But here, Pittsburgh versus Baltimore.
This is the game. Where's Anquan been?
Anquan's had a pretty decent year.
Yeah, he's had a pretty decent year.
He's been quiet a couple of weeks, hasn't he?
Okay. So, damn, Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Roethlisberger's hurt.
Baltimore beat him.
Flacco rushed. Yes.
Baltimore didn't. I mean, Roethlisberger didn't play the first time they played.
I'm going with Pitt.
Pittsburgh.
I'm going with the bird.
I'm going Baltimore. I think they're hot right now.
Okay.
I'm going to go Pitt.
Okay. Finally, Monday Night Football. New England versus Jets.
Jets on
them. Let's go Jets.
New England. J-E-T-S. Jets.
I'm going with New England.
I'm going Jets also.
And why?
Why? Are they just think they're playing hotter, right? They're hot.
Yeah,
right
but they
now.
Don't play defense.
Well, you know what?
And that's one thing.
New York doesn't play offense until the last minute of the game. So.
I mean, think about the last time that they played well against each other. I mean, Randy Moss had a touchdown over Revis, tore his hamstring, but the Jets own him in Foxborough.
I'm going with the Patriots. Come on, Daddy Woodhead. Come on, Daddy
right?
Woodhead.
They got Jarvis Brock Green Ellis.
Ben
Danny
Jarvis
Woodhead.
Green Ellis.
Danny Woodhead. I mean, talk about the talent that they find, man. And they're just put guys in.
They just plug them in their system. They do a good job of evaluating what works for their system.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree? Because Danny Woodhead ain't going to play nowhere else where they're lining him up there and asking him to carry the ball 30 times. That's just not going to happen. But for what they ask him to do for New England, he's perfect for the system.
Really? So could he play anywhere else?
If you ran a system similar to what they run in New England, yes. Yeah.
Can he play anywhere else?
No. No. I don't think Wes Welker will be that great, but for the fact that he plays in that system.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought he was good in Miami. I thought he was really good.
Okay.
But I don't think he...
But he was good, Dave. What do you mean?
He
played somewhere else. You just contradicted yourself.
I don't think he would play like he has in that system. I mean,
but he do kick the field goal in the game. Kicked off. Play receiver.
I remember when he was at Texas Tech. He's the same kind of player. He was good then.
He's a hustle player.
But I'm not saying he's not good. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying as successful as he's been.
So would he be a Pro Bowler in Miami? He was a Pro Bowler.
Yeah. Well, close to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to knock him. I think he's a great player. Mm-hmm. I really do. I do. But, you know, and he's still recovering. He's not one year removed yet.
But he showed me that 1 yard touchdown run that he had. That was a strong touchdown.
Yeah.
They carried two dudes. I mean, you
got to fund them, didn't
you? You got to want it.
Yeah.
You talk about leverage there. So, I mean, we got 30 seconds before we head out. So, Wags, real quick, what do you got going on off the top rope? Shout out your event, man.
North Carolina tonight, and that's about it.
You got a belt on the line or what?
Supposed to be a 9-man elimination match in a cage.
All right, Wags, off that top rope,
do
man.
Do your thing, reppg.com, man.
You know I always will.
So I got to ask you, Dave, what's up with the Cardinals right now, man? What's going on?
What's not going right? You know, with the right
what's
now,
the what's the disconnect? They play well at practice. Everything looks great to the game.
Whatever they're doing,
we're talking about practice.
What I'm saying is that they're doing everything to prepare to be successful. It's just not happening on Sundays.
You know, by and large, man, they're being beaten by better teams.
Yeah,
I just didn't really.
But
think
I mean, the last five teams that they have a right around a 40% winning percentage.
So what does that say about us? That's all.
To win, you got to have a quarterback. Period.
In the NFL?
And you need a defense as well.
You need a quarterback.
You need a total
Every
team.
Teams had a quarterback.
You need a total team.
Got to have a quarterback.
And if you're not going to have a great team. Quarterback, you need a great defense.
And you need offensive line to protect.
You still need.
I don't think he's necessarily the issue, but I think is it can
he's
he
not
improve?
The only
yes.
issue.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been a real one.
He'd be a good start.
You guys have a great weekend. This has been
Dave Lockhart,
Roland Hill,
and Damian Anderson for Planet Gridiron Radio on the Voice America Sports Network. As always, you guys can check us out on iTunes. Search Planet Gridiron. We'll see you next week.
Be good.
Word to the Father and Mother Earth. Seek an everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.